Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reason for the legislation of the wudu or the ablution. As you know, ablution or wudu is one of the ritual acts of worship that we Muslims perform before certain other acts. Like, for example, if a person wants to perform the ritual prayer, the salat, he has to perform the wuzu or the ablution. Or for example, if he wants to perform the tawaf or the circling of the Kaaba in the pilgrimage to in Hajj, he should perform wuzu. There's other acts as well. If he wants to touch the wordings of the Holy Quran or one of these things, he should also perform wudu. In this hadith, we see the Imam alayhi salam speaking about and explaining the reason for this, why ablution has been prescribed and why is it necessary to perform ablution before these acts. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said the following. He said the following regarding the reason for ablution. He said, so, the reason for it is so that the servant is pure when he stands before the Mighty One, meaning before God, when engaged in supplication to Him. Right? For example, in the prayer, the act of ritual prayer, the salat, we supplicate to God, we're praying to Him, when we perform this wuzu, we are purified, so that we stand before Him in a state of purity. In continuation, the Imam said, being obedient to Him through what He has commanded him, purified of filths and impurities. And also, this was one of the reasons, is that it removes these spiritual and also physical, perhaps, impurities from the person. But also because it does away with laziness and repels drowsiness. Ma fihi min dhihab al-kasil wa tard al-nu'as. Right? When we perform the wudu, it eliminates the drowsiness and laziness we might have. Again, it gives us a little boost of energy before we go and perform our act of worship that we want to perform. Finally, the Imam said, and it purifies the heart for standing before the Mighty One. So maybe this last part of this hadith can serve as a clue, a qarine, that would indicate the fact that the purity that the Imam mentioned in the beginning of the hadith was kind of an allusion to the physical purity that the wudu and the ablution brings about for this worshipper. And the last part of the hadith alludes to the spiritual purification of the heart meaning the soul of the person. And the effect mentioned in the middle is also, it could be related to, something physical and also maybe a spiritual effect of the ablution. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for the prescription of the ablution in the words of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد